chase, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, kick the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. And we are welcoming our next beautiful goddess speaker. Rebecca is here. Here we go.
Hi.
Yes, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, Olya?
I'm great. You know where I'm at, right?
I know, in your beautiful condo. Congratulations on buying it. It's gorgeous. Oh.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Rebecca visited me in Tulum with her husband, and we had beautiful, nourishing time. So special when speakers and experts are flying in. And I'm so excited to welcome you back.
So good to be here.
Yes, I know. Thank you so much for saying yes again.
Yes, of course.
Love featuring you. And our community loves you. So I'm so excited to spotlight you and to feature you for this round. This is our seventh round. We're going strong.
Lucky number seven. Let's go.
Let's go. Yes. So for community who are just meeting you, share a little bit about yourself, about work that lights your heart on fire. And I'm going to make you big screen. So you're on stage and you take over. You take the over.
Absolutely. So my name is Rebecca Whitman, and my nickname is the Magnetic Abundance Mentor. And my signature framework is that there are seven pillars of life to have abundance in, not just financial. So they are in order of importance: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mental, social, and financial. And how I discovered this formula was many, many years ago. I was at a sales training and they had a set goals in six out of the seven areas. And they said, these are the building blocks to a successful life. But I was romantically challenged. So I have added the romantic pillar. And because I was so romantically challenged, I was in a very toxic marriage. And as my marriage was unraveling, so was my dad's life. And in one of our last conversations, he said, Rebecca, the way you're living life is so different. I think you should write a book. And my dad's dying wish was fulfilled. I wrote a best-selling book called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And you guys are going to get that digital version as one of my gifts from me. So hang on to the end of this wonderful summit. So you get all the gifts from me. You're going to get four. I'm all about abundance. So I wrote this book and I outlined the seven pillars of abundance. And what happened was I had a very bitter divorce, but a year and a half later, I manifested my soulmate. I launched a coaching practice. I have a successful podcast called The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And I am passionate about transforming women from burned out and overwhelm to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And I fully believe that women can achieve success through alignment in these seven key areas and not the masculine paradigm of hustle and grind. And I love, you know, talking about abundance and teaching abundance to women, especially my sweet spot is high-achieving midlife women that just burn out on doing it the masculine way. So there's a little bit about me, Olya.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. And this is so important, right? Because this summit, and you've been in our previous productions, right? So the Royal Goddess, it's the shift into that permission to enjoy your life, to be abundant, not just in one way, but in all vessels of life. And I love that you bring in conversation about romantic fulfillment as well, because I know your story and it's so beautiful to see you with your husband having the best time. And now you moved and now you have a dog, right? It's like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm living my dream life. I have my dream house. Beautiful marriage, beautiful dog, except she did destroy my favorite loafers yesterday. So nothing's as perfect as it looks. We're all human and we're all growing every day. But yes, I'm very grateful that I have been a student of the law of attraction since 1990. I've studied with everyone from Esther Hicks to Michael Beckwith, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Marian Williamson, and I truly believe that we attract our reality and our abundance through the thoughts that we think, the emotions that we share, and most importantly, the words that we speak, because our words carry such a powerful vibration that reverberates to the boundaries of the universe and comes back. So this is what I'm living, and this is what I love teaching women how to manifest the life of their dreams.
Beautiful. Amazing. Just catching up on chat. So Katya is saying abundance the feminine way. Melissa is saying that's me. I think that's when you were talking about midlife woman who got burned out.
Yes.
Things the masculine way. And then prime military and masculine led environments. Two sons, and I'm regaining my feminine life. Mm-hmm. Lots to say, but it's deep death and rebirth, literally. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you feel like sharing today? I know you wanted to talk about pillars of abundance and all.
Let's go through all seven pillars. Yeah. I like that somebody mentioned, Katya mentioned in her comment that spirituality is first. It is. The seven pillars of abundance are in the order of importance and how to build the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. So the first area is spirituality. And I am a huge believer in having a morning practice where you can connect with the divine. Whatever the divine is for you, that's a personal decision. My number one tool, and I didn't even know this, but I'm a student also of Brendon Burchard, and he studies high performance. And he said the number one tool for high performers is journaling. I found this incredible journal prompt. I mean, I literally met a woman. I think she's an angel. Her name is Janet. I never saw her again, but she gave me five questions to ask myself every day. And yes, that is one of your gifts too. I'm not going to give them away because I want you guys to get the gift. But these questions absolutely transform my life from negative to positive. They help me learn from my current experience, learn from other people's experience around me, celebrate my wins, celebrate other people's wins. And it's been the number one tool in the first pillar, spirituality. So I believe journaling, prayer, meditation, having, you know, quiet time with, you know, whatever you like to have in the morning, coffee, tea, lemon water, whatever it is for you, and just centering in the divine first thing in the morning. The second pillar, and it's usually the second thing I do in my day, is fitness. And I really believe that fitness is not, you know, to appeal to the masculine. It's to feel confident and strong and powerful and get your blood flowing. And it just, it is literally the anchor of my day. I feel like if I can prioritize my fitness, then I leave the gym or the tennis club feeling like I can do anything. So the second thing is fitness. If you're not a fitness person, even if you could just do like a vigorous walk, or not even a like a nature walk in the morning, right after you have your spiritual practice, that'd be amazing. The next pillar is emotion. And I know a lot of us have studied the Course in Miracles, which says all emotions come from fear, jealousy, bitterness, frustration, anger, hatred, prejudice, or love, happiness, contentment, appreciation, bliss, ecstasy. Everything good comes from love. But I like to say all the negative emotions are scarcity and all the positive emotions are from abundance. So when I am in a scarcity conversation, I am complaining there's not enough of whatever I think I need. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough money. There's not enough men. I don't have enough time. You know, it's a complaining energy. And I would challenge everybody listening to this, whether you're listening to it live or on the replay, try not to complain for 24 hours. Just 24 hours. Don't complain about anything and see how your life changes. Olia likes that challenge. She likes a challenge. The next, or your emotions can come from abundance and thinking, I have more than enough energy, more than enough time. There's more than enough potential lovers. There's more than enough clients. There's more than enough money. I don't have to worry because I live in a state of more, there's more than enough, and I know how to manifest what I want. So how do we change our mind from the scarcity channel to the abundance channel? The fastest way is through a gratitude practice. And when I'm grateful for what I have, I can get what I want. When I am coveting what other people have, then I'm missing enjoying what I have. I like what Buddhism says, happiness is not getting what you want, but wanting what you have. And then I would say, and celebrating it, celebrate what you have, because we all have so much abundance. Just the fact that we have time to do this kind of work, learning from Olia and this beautiful event, this is abundance, because so many people are just in survival mode. They can't even have these conversations about transformation. They're just trying to get, you know, food on their table. So we're all in abundance, just even to be present in this wonderful field. The next pillar of abundance after emotions is romance. And romantic abundance could be in an existing relationship, keeping it spicy. It could be manifesting your soulmate, which is one of the things that I love to teach women, how to manifest their soulmate, because I got married for the second time at age 50. And I feel like you can manifest your soulmate at any time using what I created, a framework. Manifest your soulmate, or maybe you're healing from a bad breakup and have a romance with life and feel the beauty and the sensuality of just being alive. So that's romantic. After romantic, it's mental, and that is growing your mind. It's learning. It's doing what we're all doing here in the Royal Goddess Summit. We're learning, we're growing, we're keeping our mind sharp with new thoughts, new people, new concepts. But it could also be mental, could be creativity. It could be art. It could be travel. It could be learning a new recipe. It could be anything to do that stimulates your mind so we don't get in a rut. After mental is social. And social is so important because we're in now that the pandemic is over of COVID, we're in a pandemic of loneliness and people have gotten used to being at home, working alone, hiding out behind their phone and their computers. People are swiping on dating apps, but they never set up a date. They're getting their satisfaction from the number of matches. People are lonely. So any way you could do community, whether it's this beautiful event, I know Olia has a lot of temples and a lot of different in-person events in Tulum. I have really exciting retreats. I'm actually asking all of your support. The first link in my Instagram bio, I'm asking everyone to take a 2-minute survey and helping me plan my next retreat because I want to make sure that it's in a place and in a budget and doing activities that everybody loves. So if you guys could take 2 minutes and go to my Instagram bio and fill out the survey, that would be amazing. Because I'm planning my next retreat around community. It's not what I want. It's what does the community want? After social is financial. And everybody thinks financial is abundance, but finances are just one kind of abundance. And when you have the other things lined up, you will become a magnet for financial abundance. For example, Olia found me. I never found her. Somehow her team found me. Now we're friends. Now this is my third summit. But I magnetize her through the law of attraction. So when you have a spiritual practice and you feel strong and healthy and you have community and you have your emotions in a high vibration and you feel romantic with life or with a partner, you are going to be a magnetic attractor field and people are going to want to know, what is she doing? How can I work with her? How can I have her in my life? What is she up to? She's got this certain je ne sais quoi. There's just something that people can sense when you're in a high vibratory state by doing all these wonderful pillars, and you will attract money. And it will not be the masculine way where you have to go out and, you know, chase and convince and push energy around. The feminine energy is pulling energy in. And one of my other gifts to you guys is called the Elegant Warrior Manifesto. And I wrote, it's like a poem or a manifest, how to live your life. And it's a beautiful dance between masculine and feminine because it's elegant. So you're in your feminine, you're magnetic, you're pulling opportunities and people to you, but you're also a warrior. You can have boundaries. You can walk away from relationships that are no longer serving you. You can go for things and have desires. So it's a beautiful manifesto that basically is exactly how to live this balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. And it's a poem that is from the bottom of my heart. And a lot of women actually like have it on their desk and read it every day or have it on their nightstand. And that is another one of my gifts for you. So that's an overview of the seven pillars of abundance. Does anybody have any questions, or do you want me to keep talking, Ole, or do you have questions?
Let's see if we have any questions from the audience.
Okay.
Okay, spiritual abundance is optimism, feeling alive and embodied. I'm a fitness person, Michelle. I do yoga, cardio, and weights. Beautiful. Feeling negative means I'm out of tune. I already tune intentionally to get back to abundance. Celebration is vital. That's me. Romance could be self relationships. I love that. Yeah, all starts within and ripples from there. I love, 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 love you. Energy. Do you want to read those?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Love, love, love your energy, Rebecca. I also love the practical tools. Super helpful. I fully resonate with the morning workouts. On days that I don't work out, I feel so lethargic. Well, thank you, Liz. I receive that. And it's the days that I don't want to work out that I get the most energy from it. So funny. Let's see. Communion is what I express as intention on day one. Absolutely. Catherine says, beautiful, depending on where you are, planted at my home and retreat space. I think that's referring to the morning practice. Catherine, correct me if I'm wrong. Katya, my high frequency magnetizes what I need. Yes, the law of attraction does not give, am I allowed to cuss on the summit? Does not give a fuck about what is in your bank account. It does not care about money. It cares about your energy. You could have $20 in your bank account, or you could have $200,000. And if you keep your vibration at love or above, you can manifest an opportunity that changes your whole life. So don't get caught up in the numbers. Our job is to stay high vibration no matter what. Working on separation of loyalty and unconditional love. Absolutely, Melissa. And it starts with unconditional love of ourselves, because as high achieving women, we're perfectionists. And there are certain words that I had to take out of my vocabulary because they were words that I used to beat myself up with. So I no longer say I woulda, coulda, and shoulda, because that's doubting myself, beating myself up. And I don't say I have to do anything. It's I get to. Like, I don't have to pay my bills. I get to pay my bills. I don't have to walk my dog. I get to walk my dog. Changing those things really helped. And then when I feel myself being like not compassionate with myself, I have to just say, stop. How would I talk to a beloved friend? And there's something that I think I have time to teach called the 4 A's of transformation. So there's 7 areas of life, and we usually have 1 or 2 areas that we're crushing it in and 1 or 2 areas that we're in breakdown. So let's say that you're in breakdown in your love life, okay? And you notice that you're beating yourself up, you're second guessing yourself, you're wishing you could delete a text, or, you know, I shouldn't have said that on a date or whatever, or you went on a terrible date or whatever it is. We're going to make up some kind of a story about our love life. So let's say the story is, I'm unlucky in love. So that's the story. That's the first A of transformation. Awareness. I have a limiting belief called I'm unlucky in love. The second A of transformation is acceptance. I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm not going to say I've been to all 7 of Olia's summits. I know better. I shouldn't be so negative. What's wrong with me? Why can't I be positive? Don't beat yourself up. Just say, okay, I have a limiting belief around love. I think I'm unlucky in love. The third A is affirmation. It's very easy to make up an affirmation that is the exact opposite of the limiting belief. So in this example, I'm unlucky in love. The affirmation would be, I am so lucky to have so many eligible partners wanting to date me. I have too many people that want to date me. I can't decide one's better than the next. You can change it. And then the fourth A is to take an action that is the opposite of what your limiting belief is. So if you say I'm unlucky in love, you're not going to want to go out on dates. So to schedule keep swiping or have someone fix you up or go to a singles event until you get a date to start the rewiring. So that is something that I have really helped a lot of my clients with overcoming limiting beliefs. Does anyone have any comments about the four A's of transformation before I go back into the comments? First A is awareness, acceptance, affirmation, and action. Caitlin says, where can we access these? Is that a question for you, Olia?
I think that this is a question about your gifts, but we're going to put that in the chat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to get, and there's still one more gift that I haven't even talked about yet. You're going to get four gifts to make some all about abundance. So one's not enough. I got to be embodying abundance in my gifts. Shanti says, this sounds amazing. Thank you for all you are sharing. Can you speak more about attracting the soul partner? Absolutely. What happened for me was I had bad boy syndrome. I thought that if it wasn't a dangerous man that I had to convert into being nice to me, that it was boring, I needed a challenge. I did not like nice guys. They were just like, oh my gosh, that's not love, that's boring. And so I would go after these narcissistic, emotional, abusive, emotionally unavailable men and try to change them. And it was a sad and very frustrating hobby. And it really almost broke me. And when I was getting a divorce, my ex-husband was so mean to me, thank God, not physically, but he was very emotionally abusive. I just decided, you know what? I am only going to be around loving high vibe people, whether they're friends, dogs, exercise classes, retreats. I just want to be around the loving high vibe people. And I really just surrendered it. And I said, I'm going to do a 90-day dating detox. I'm not going to talk to men. If I gave myself 2 minutes, like literally, hi, bye, nice to see you. But I wasn't going to be rude, but I just really wanted to focus on myself for the first time in my life. And then 6 weeks into the 90-day dating detox, I had a book signing event. So I wrote the book that you guys are all going to get as one of your gifts, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And I invited my current husband, Ben, to the book launch party the weekend before at another party, and he showed up with a book and he said, I would like you to sign it on a dinner date. And we actually have a picture of him asking me out. And he said, I showed up on the dinner date very like, oh God, here goes another stupid date. Like I was very jaded and cynical, even though I tried hard not to show it, he could feel it. And he just won me over. But I had to be totally humbled and realize that I don't want people who are rude and mean to me, whether they're lovers, employers, friends. Like I just had it. I had to hit a bottom with people being unkind to me. And I remember I was in this women's support group and this woman was probably 90 years old and she was talking about her husband and he was so kind. And I was like, really? Guys can be that kind? Like, I didn't even know that that was a thing. I didn't know they could be kind. And I had to totally change how I was thinking about men. But I will tell you this, it first started with what we just talked about, having compassion and being kind to myself. And I like to say that you don't attract who you want, you attract who you are. So if you're constantly berating and being hard on yourself, you will attract that in a partner. So once I learned how to be kind and loving and compassionate with myself, then I attracted the partner who is kind, loving, and compassionate. And it's a different kind of relationship that I've ever had.
And I met him. He's awesome.
Yeah, he loved meeting you. He was very, very just calm and sweet. And I wrote down a list of what I wanted. And I wrote down, I want to be with someone who wakes up in a good mood. And he does. Like this morning, he woke up at 4 a.m. to walk the dog. The dog had to go out at 4 a.m. and he woke up in a good mood. So this work is really powerful and it works.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes, I always stay away from toxic people. Michelle, beautiful. Melissa, yes, I'm so done with that. I stopped dating now for over a year to recondition myself. Denise, love this. Beautiful. Okay, wow, this is so beautiful. Dear Rebecca, celebrating you and your relationship. Thank you for sharing all this with us. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, my love, let's walk people through your gifts. I know you have many. So,
yes, I have four gifts. The first one is a digital copy of my book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. You'll get 21 affirmations to help you have a level 10 life in all seven pillars of abundance in that book. The second thing is you're going to get the abundance journal prompts that I have been writing every day for 30 years that have completely transformed my life. And my promise is if you write out these journal prompts every day for 10 days in a row, you will have a dramatic shift in your life, which I like to call a miracle. The third thing, you're going to get the poem I wrote about the Elegant Warrior Manifesto, how to balance your masculine and feminine so you can still be a badass, but just not exhaust yourself getting what you want. And then the fourth thing is ageless beauty tips. So you can look young and confident and radiant and look just healthy and beautiful at every age. So that those are my gifts for you. It's called the Balance Beautiful Bundle. And I would love to stay in touch with you. Jump into my Instagram bio, take that 2-minute survey, tell me where you would want to go and what you would want to do on your next retreat. And you can also, once you get the Balance Beautiful Bundle, you'll be on my email list. I do a lot of events, workshops. I coach women one-on-one. I do group coaching. I have a Magnetic Woman Mastermind where each month we go into one of the pillars of abundance and we do a deep dive and give you tips, tools, and strategies to get that area of your life to a level 10. And it's just so exciting to be here. So I hope to stay in touch with you guys.
Yes, beautiful. So the link is in the chat. You can download Rebecca's gift and you can have access to the beautiful abundance bundle. You're going to be on her email list. So you're going to get notifications for all of the deliciousness that's happening in her world. I personally inserted her Instagram here.
Thank you.
Yes. So that's where the survey is. If you feel like connecting and supporting Rebecca, that's amazing. And Rebecca, thank you so much for coming back. We love featuring you. Oh my God.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And you guys enjoy the rest of your event. Am I the last speaker? There's a few more left, right?
Yeah, we have, so Alara is coming now, and then we have two pre-recorded videos for goddesses who live in Australia. So they're in a whole different time zone.
So you guys are almost finished with this delicious event. Thank you for hosting it so much, Olia. And love you guys. Hope to stay in touch. Bye.
Yes. Yes. No, hold on. It's not bye. We're going to send you some love. Bye.
I'll take it, please. Yes.
Okay. So we're going to warm our hands. It's just like bye. And we're going to send you some love, some gratitude, some appreciation, some celebration energy. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your magic, your wisdom, your medicine with our community. And yeah, just so honored to feature you again, 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 and again. Come back to Tulum soon. Let's hang out soon.
I receive it. I would love to come to Tulum. Thanks, everyone, for the love. I appreciate you so much. Sending you love back. Thank you, Olia. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, my love.